Hey Bears fans, this is Cole Wright from Marquee Sports Network. Now we know you can never get enough Bears, so join us Tuesday for Bear Essentials, a recap of this week's Bears action and analysis of the week ahead. Then we'll re-air this week's Bears game at 7 o'clock on Marquee Sports Network.
From the First Midwest Bank Studio, Chicago's home for sports is the new home of the White Sox. This is WMVP Chicago, ESPN 1000.
Waddle and Sylvie.
Podcasts are ready on the all-new ESPN Chicago app.
ESPN 1000, Chicago's home for sports.
So you haven't heard Cap say that he programs our show?
I think I have. Yeah.
You just
listen. I didn't mean to hurt Carm's feelings. I thought it was a good explanation for it. That was a good opening rendition to get things kicked off for the 2020 parody song.
Scale of 1 to 10. What would you have given Carm's song?
7.
I think you're being generous.
I was going to say 6.5, but he's a teammate.
Maybe a 6.
Like, he gets an A for effort, but, yeah. Let me ask you a question. Carmen DeFalco does not seem like a guy to me that would want a participation trophy.
No, he's not.
So, with that in mind, I'm going to buck up myself here and say, I would give it a 6. I was going to give him a participation trophy 7, but, his bourbon reviews, 10s.
Right.
Is this holiday parody song effort?
Some of his impressions are fantastic of
10.
Francesa.
10.
So when I heard that Carmen had a parody song, I was expecting good stuff. Like, good stuff.
I don't think we were hard enough on him, to be honest with you. I really don't.
You don't think I was hard enough on him?
I know I said I think collectively. I don't think we were hard enough on him.
Okay,
I think you expected this is going to sound bad because I'm going to sound like I'm knocking Carmen. You guys expected more. And he brought the naggy, he didn't try to put too much into it. Like, you wanted a Francesa impression a naggy song.
Listen, this is
what you wanted out of these bells
song.
And whistles.
Adam, play it for the listeners.
We don't want to put them to sleep.
This is like our Chris Bryant conversation. I didn't set the bar up there for Chris
Carmen
Bryant.
Carmen did.
Chris Bryant set the bar there. Carmen set the bar up there in terms of the entertainment factor because of his impressions and all the other stuff.
I think it's a stylistic thing. I think the song he chose.
Yeah.
I couldn't understand.
Too slow.
It really doesn't really
hype you
up.
We got a Carmen song today.
Yeah.
I think it was... You just said, Waddle, that you didn't think you could understand all the words?
I couldn't understand all the words.
Okay, well then why are we...
I'm with you.
I'm
with you
here today.
They told me... Pun.
What? Is he saying punt?
Punt, yes.
Is he saying Pam?
Pam. QB, they'll see. Pun.
All right, so we got a quarterback and he's going to punt.
Okay.
Big arm, big slow feet.
That was funny.
Anytime you get bleep something. Yeah.
My genius brain, it cave.
What did it do?
Genius brain's up.
I didn't hear what he said. I mean.
But he's singing as Matt Nagy?
Pace, you it up.
I like that. It's a good pun.
We can't handle a stunt.
Handle a what?
A stunt?
Stunt. Okay, I couldn't hear the T. It's like listening to a Bob Dylan song. I can't understand what the hell he's saying.
Pun.
You get it. Pun.
You can throw left, poor boy. Pun.
That's cute.
Okay, that's cute.
You laughed at that one.
That was good. Yes.
Coach Reed disowned me now. Pun.
Coach Reed something.
Fourth and one, Patterson, pun.
Okay, that's good.
Pun.
To his credit, this originally did have 3 verses.
I erase B-U, pun, from my Denny's menu.
Where's the other verse?
So the point of this is supposed to be he's Matt Nagy singing. as the little play caller.
Okay.
He's supposed to be Nagy.
All right. I didn't know that because I couldn't understand it. Maybe that's a mark against me because my ears are clogged full of you-know-what.
No, I can't understand
it. I couldn't understand it either.
You're right about the Bob Dylan stuff. Yeah, I mean, Dylan, though.
Yeah. He's exactly right. He's still Dylan, but I couldn't understand a damn word he was saying.
He's got some nerve, too, saying that, oh, I thought I would start the contest. I'm doing them a favor. But starting, okay, well, at 10 a.m., I'm going to show up to the First Midwest Bank studio. I'm going to poop on the desk and say, hey, guys, I was here. I started things off for you. How's that?
So are you equating his song to a poop on a desk?
No, but I'm just saying, like, you, there's a difference between...
A poop on a desk?
Well, starting something off on a really good... He started it off with a Matt Nagy first down play call.
You know what? That's a really good point. The song kind of fit like a call in a big moment that didn't kind of live up to expectations.
Yeah, again, it's... Oh, again, Cordero Patterson again. Okay.
Wow, here comes Sylvie off the top rope. Now it's getting salty. No. Now you're pissed.
it's all in good fun. 312-332-3776. We'll play a couple more at 5:30. We debuted possibly one of the best holiday parody songs we've ever received in the 10 years.
Yeah, and Carm, this is how it's played,
that's
buddy.
That's how you start a
that's
contest.
That's how you do it. That's how you do it.
You guys asked for one, too, about him chasing down a kid.
And you want to play that now?
We got one of those,
Did he send us another one in?
No, he didn't do it. Someone made it about
So what do you want to do? Should we wait till 5:30? You want to play now while we're on the subject?
Play it now.
Yeah,
what else we got?
Play it now.
This is what people want.
You want to bitch about the Bears some more?
No one wants to hear about the Bears.
Guess what? The Bears suck. They play the Lions on Sunday at noon.
Should we play the really, really, really good one first, or do you guys want to save that one?
No, so I would save that one.
I would save that one.
Tease the list.
Give me like caramel tickle.
Jason Holworth, he ding dong ditch Carmen. This is the song. Here you go, guys.
This is what happens when you screw with the DeFalcos.
I'm not messing around.
Ding dong ditch, ding dong ditch, ding dong ditch car. He's watching TV, and then the doorbell rings. Punk kid jumps out, scares the crap out of car. Now the neighborhood chase has begun. Ding dong ditch, ding dong ditch, it's all gone wrong. He lost his mind and he started to whine. Won't be so funny when I catch one of you. Hey, good luck, old man.
Because they challenge.
Friday night time is the right time to chase those kids away. But maybe next time it'll be a crime when they come back with two dozen eggs. Giddy up, kid, now pick up your feet, or Carm will make you cry. Don't get caught, cause he'll call your mom. Let's go screw with him. Yeah, it's that old man. Let's go ding dong ditch Carm.
Good luck. And that's all I needed. I was off to the races.
Like a bandit.
Yeah, I teach that punk a lesson. You better believe it. You dork. I mean, you're chasing down teenagers.
See, I like it.
That's the essence of the contest. He took us on a journey. We were on a minute and a half journey there about the silly notion of Carmen getting ding-dong ditched, and he made it into a holiday parody song.
I do have one criticism.
Barry Gordy behind the glass is not impressed.
The one criticism I have is when people try to use drops from the show and try to record them and then put them in their songs.
Okay.
Sometimes we can't understand them.
It got a little cloudy.
It got a little cloudy at the end. Yeah, there was one in the middle I couldn't understand. It's a great song. Yeah. Great song.
Song's
great
good.
Song. Yeah. 8.5 out of 10.
Yeah.
8.5 out of 10.
Okay. Yeah, that's what I would say, too.
But I'm saying for other people...
Little droppy drops.
Yeah.
That's good advice, Abdallah. You don't need to do that.
Hey, less cute, more nasty.
I was thinking the same thing.
If you can fit it in, like the one that we got today, if you can fit it in like the one we got today that we're going to play in a little bit, if you can fit it in and make it work, then it's fine. But don't feel like you have to just to be like, oh, guess what? I added all this stuff.
Have you heard that before, too, Tom?
Can we hear that later again?
Listen, get in where you can fit in, okay?
You don't have to dress it up with all this movement.
No.
If you're going to gain 10 yards to begin with.
No style.
You know, don't dress it all up. Well, he does, tries to do. I'm the Chiefs. Look at me. I'm the Chiefs. Look at me.
Yeah, sometimes flea flickers work. A lot of the time, they don't.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Less cute, more nasty. That was great, though. And, like, those are the things that happen on the radio station that can be made into songs.
Yep.
And just, they stand the test of time. It's brilliant. I love that one. So enter at ESPNParody.com. And again, we're giving away $1,000. Let me read the sponsors because I'm really appreciative of all the sponsors and partners these days. Miller Lite, they've been with us for years and years and years. Absolutely love Miller Lite. American Sale. I was just talking to someone in American Sale a couple of weeks ago as we were looking for something. In all their stores, they've got all the Christmas trees up and all the decorations. They're going to make your home even better during this pandemic, too. Your Chicagoland Toyota dealers, you know how I feel about Toyota. Absolutely outstanding. The RAV4. Lou Malnati's Pizza, that's a Chicago institution right there. They're back for more. And Screwball Peanut Butter Whiskey, a night with Screwball.
Bound to get a little nutty.
Yeah, and so $1,000 for the grand prize, and our top five finalists will get a $100 gift card from American Sale, a $100 gift card to Lou Malnati's, three bottles of Screwball Peanut Butter Whiskey.
Let's get this drink on.
And $100 gift card to a fine Screwball establishment. So we're talking about over $300 in gift cards and three handles of booze to just for being a finalist.
That's Christmas for me.
And then if you win, add $1,000 to that.
$1,000 is Sylvie's money.
It's not my money. It could be yours, though, if you enter at ESPN Parody. And the deadline is Tuesday, December 22nd. So we got about 3 weeks of this. And then we'll crown a champion on Twitch, twitch.tv/ESPN1000Chicago. So is Matt Nagy right for criticizing the defense? Or is this something that he's better off not saying anything about? I want to ask you your opinion, Waddle, coming up next.
Waddle and Sylvie, weekdays, 2 to 6.
Follow on Twitter at Waddle and Sylvie and at TWaddle87. ESPN 1000.
Chicago's home for sports.
One day I'll be able to play that guitar lick. Maybe not as well as Eddie did, but.
Can you imagine if you could do that?
Oh, dude,
can you imagine if you could do that?
I'd be on cloud nine. I get so frustrated, like starting from scratch and not knowing, not having any musical talent at all, but wanting to be able to do that.
After the holidays, once you get started on this, we need to have, like, try and get, like, a guitarist on once a week. Like, a famous guitarist. Like, see if Billy Corgan will come on, give you some tips. Like, Eddie Vedder.
I don't think they can solve my problems in a 10-minute interview.
No, but, like,
if you want to have him come over to the house and give me private lessons, that'd be a different story.
It's not like these guys are touring these days. Do you know what I mean? You can't go on tours these days.
Listen,
I think they
want
some time.
They want to come over to the house and have a couple of drinks and show me how to play the most basic chords and just get started. I'm all in.
Maybe
my doors are open.
Maybe they do a Zoom call with you, and they can teach you that.
Just come to the house. Well, you can wear a mask. I'm clean. And take a shower.
So I want to ask everybody this. I asked Potsy this question. We have not had a discussion on it. So Nagy is being talked about not only locally but nationally. And everyone is criticizing him. Not everyone, but I think the majority of people think that it didn't hit the mark the way he came out a day later. And you know, and he said that he doesn't think the defense is going to take it as him ripping them. He said that they'll probably agree with him. And remember, we gave you the stat that it hasn't been since 1998. Kevin Fishbane had this, so did Potsy. It's been since 1998 where the Bears have had five straight games of giving up a quarterback rating of
100 or more. Did we just lose him again? Did we just lose Sylvie again? Did we just lose him?
Yeah, we lost him.
And he did not, this time he did not say.
Yeah, he didn't say a code word. Ted Phillips.
Ted Phillips is usually where he goes away. When he says Ted Phillips is when he usually gets cut off.
See, they got to him beforehand today.
You think they got him?
I feel like that was building to a point where he was going to go after Phillips.
And then.
So they.
Yeah.
Goodbye.
Listen, I think the question he was going to ask is was it in good taste or was it the right thing to do to make whatever speech he made and direct it at his defense? I would say in response, if I'm guessing at his question, as has been the case most recently, and you guys can disagree if you feel differently, I think a lot of what Matt Nagy has said in his press conferences has come off as clumsy recently. You know, when I just... ill-timed at times. Like, I don't think there was any... I know that all of the guys that cover this team religiously appreciate the fact that Matt Nagy makes himself available. Probably more so than most head coaches in the National Football League. But some things you just... I mean, like, to offer the nugget that Mitch had his best week of practice in the 2.5 years since they've been together. Like, really, how do you even quantify that? And to say some of the things like their huddle break was good, after they lost the game to the Vikings. Like, some of the stuff I think comes off as clumsy. I use the term word salad, where he will answer a question and he'll circle around and really not really talk about it. And I think that anytime directly or indirectly, when you're pointing the finger at your defense, and that defense played poorly Sunday night. But if not for that defense, his record wouldn't be what it is. Like, that defense has saved their bacon over the last couple of years on any number of different occasions. So I don't think it's out of bounds to be critical of a poor performance by your defense. But I think in the same tone or in the same talk, you really have to also appreciate what they've done for you. So maybe time and place wasn't the right time to point the finger at the defense.
No, I'm with you on the time and place. I also think that he just doesn't know what to say.
Right.
Ever.
He doesn't have it. So, he's searching for answers to, and I don't know that there are any good answers at this point.
Well, and it's also like, maybe the entire time he was just kind of fake it till you make it type of thing. Because obviously he's never been a head coach in the National Football League before. So he's seen Andy Reid do it. He's seen other head coaches do it in his various travels. But maybe it's... like, he doesn't know.
Like,
he comes out and he talks to the media. He says all this stuff to the media, right? Like, he doesn't realize the best probably avenue to travel as a head coach is less is more, right? So he's, like, gracious with the media in his responses, even though he's not really saying anything. And then when he feels like he needs to say something, he goes, like, way over the top.
Well, it's awkward. And again, as I said earlier, maybe ill-timed. Like, the time to, like... now you're angry? I mean, I don't think it plays great. And listen, I go back to, and I'm like a dog on a bone with this, but when Catherine Tappan, who was covering the game on Sunday nights, relayed what she had talked to Matt about, Matt was okay with Mitch throwing that interception because they wanted to take a shot at that point of the game. I mean, I can't understand that mentality. You're down 13-3. You're on the Green Bay 38-yard line. It's 1st and 10. And you know that, and in the second breath, you talk about a lack of time of possession, but yet you're okay with a bad read and a careless throw by your quarterback. It just doesn't resonate a lot of times.
I'm back. I don't know where I jumped off. I was talking. I'm like, damn, he's not responding.
Sort of like a normal night, isn't it? After the show, sitting upstairs, having a conversation with your wife and the kids, and next thing you know, nobody's paying attention. But I know how that is.
Did you hear? So he is the head coach. It's his right to question the defense,
of course,
especially if they're bad. But with his, should he be doing it publicly, especially with all the marks against him and how he's benefited from the defense over the last couple of
years?
That's
why I said time and place. I thought it was the wrong time and the place, and I thought it came across as clumsy. I'm with you. I think the MO there is to have this conversation with your defense behind closed doors.
Yeah.
And tell them, first of all, thank them
Yes.
For keeping you in games, and the defense is a large reason why his record is what it is and isn't completely underwater. Thank them for their continued better than average play and fantastic play in some instances, and just say, hey, listen, last night is not acceptable and we're not going to play like that again. But don't make that, you know, I think that the preferred pathway or the preferred message is one that you keep in house based on. Like, look, he doesn't have, as far as I know, he has no input into what they're doing defensively. So, like, he stays out of their way, which works with Vic. And it has worked. I mean, like, look, it's not his specialty. So you let Chuck Pagano do his thing over there. And I think that that's the hallmark of a good coach, is that you hire people and you delegate and you let them do their thing.
When hasn't it been that way as a Bears coach? Like, think about it. Lovie let his guys on offense do. He told them to run. You know, we get off the bus running. You know, Trestman had wanted nothing to do with the defense. Nothing. And they were disastrous on defense under Mel Tucker.
Look, and offensively, like, I get it. Again, the defense deserved to be criticized. I just think that criticism takes place behind closed doors, especially when your offense has been as brutal as it's been for in excess of 2 full years. So, yeah, I think Chris is right. I think this is kind of symptomatic of an environment where there aren't any good answers for some really significant problems.
Abdallah brought up an interesting point on text today when we were discussing the show about what could happen in Waddle's scenario. What if they win some games here at the end, but they're still not good? And he says, well, maybe the coach gets fired and the GM stays, or vice versa. Here's my question to all three of you, and the callers too. Could there ever be a scenario? Can you guys envision a scenario where one guy survives and the other guy is fired? Pick your poison. Like, maybe they decide, hey, there still is some redeeming qualities to Matt Nagy running the team, but we can't let Ryan Pace draft anymore. He's already got to pick two coaches, and he's drafted, and he hasn't succeeded with his first-round pick.
It's a really good question, but I would say this to you. Mitchell Trubisky and Mike Glennon are on Ryan Pace. I believe in a lot of ways Nick Foles is a strike against Matt Nagy. So Matt's not completely blameless here. I think a lot of the offensive decisions, the personnel decisions, Matt's been consulted on them, to say the least. I think that they are intertwined. It's the reason, don't you remember, why they had to give Ryan Pace a contract extension so that their contracts could match up?
Right.
I think if you're going to move on, I think you move on from both. You don't move on from one.
What do you guys think? Is there any way, Abdallah, you were the one who brought it up. Do you see a scenario where one guy can survive while another, like, you've always talked about a coup.
Yeah, I think that you could still, I think that the coup will be a different type of coup, because it won't really be a coup, because the guy in charge will still be in charge, where you can look at you know, Ryan Pace, and he can go to ownership and Ted Phillips and say, look, the offense isn't right, but our defense is right. If Eddie Goldman comes back next year and plays, if Akeem Hicks is healthy next year and plays, this is still going to be a top five defense next year. We have a head coach who's coaching our defense. Why don't we clean out the offense? We'll address all those issues, get a new offensive staff, make Pagano the head coach, and have it that way.
He's going to try
to cover his ass.
That's a presentation that Ryan Pace made.
Yeah, because he knows he's not going to get another job anywhere else. Like, he might be a scout somewhere, but this is going to be his only shot at GMing. So he's going to try to squeeze every last ounce of this. And if they continue on this path and they win some games, but it's not because of the offense, he's going to go to McCaskey and say, look what I've built on this side of the ball. Yes, I know the other side is trash, but this side is good. And we've got a head coach right here. He's coached before. Maybe he wants to be a head coach again. If not, we already have a coaching staff in place on the defensive side of the ball. We'll bring in another offensive head coach, and let's run this back. Because, hey, if our offense would just score 2 more points a game, because our defense was only giving up 19 points a game while the offense was scoring 20 points a game, if we just scored a couple more points a game, we'd be fine.
But, Ryan, what about your failure to find an answer in the most important position in all of professional sports?
I mean, I'm supposed to bat 1,000?
How about 50? 50. How about betting
50? That is 50%. The defense is 50%.
No, I'm talking about the offense.
I can't bet 1,000.
This is where you have to bring up the new wing at Hallis Hall.
Yeah, look at that. You like this office? You're welcome.
But I paid for it.
I designed it.
I paid for
you
it.
You like where the desk is?
I
Do you
paid
like where
for
the vending
it.
Machines are?
Yeah, I paid for it.
You're welcome.
I paid for it.
You're welcome.
I paid for it.
So if you want to weigh in on that, 312-332-3776, is there any scenario? Like, I could see a scenario for sure where everyone survives. Waddle says
they
win a few games.
They're going to come back with an ultimatum that it's got to be playoffs or bust.
Right.
If you
had
to choose.
I could see where they both survive. I want to know, though, is there a way one doesn't survive and the other guy does? Whether it's Pace staying and Nagy getting fired. Nagy staying and Pace getting fired. Or is it all or nothing? 312-332-3776. We also debuted possibly the greatest holiday parody song we've ever received. We will play that for you coming up next.
Coming up next.
Waddle and Sylvie on ESPN 1000, Chicago's home for sports.
Bring Waddle and Sylvie with you at home or in your office. Just tell your smart speaker to play ESPN 1000.
Boom, 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 boom.
Could this be a case of Survivor where one survives, the other guy is fired? Or is this a cleaning of the house?
I don't
or
think.
Or everyone's back?
Yeah, I don't think that. I don't. I think they're connected. I don't think you decide on them separately. I don't.
Yeah, I agree too. But it is food for thought. 3-3-2-3-7-7-6. The holiday parody song contest is up and running. As we announced, $1,000 is on the line. That's the grand prize.
$1,000.
We
have received some good entries. We played one that is dynamite, but there's no guarantee that that one is going to win the $1,000. So don't be discouraged. Beat it.
Right.
Beat it.
What do you mean by that?
Beat it.
Yeah, this is going to be for all the people in the Twitch chat, twitch.tv/ESPN1000Chicago, that love when I bring this up. Just because you win the first impression rose on the first night of The Bachelorette doesn't mean you're going to win the whole thing.
I don't know what that means, but I think what you're saying
Abdallah,
is...
get back to sports.
Oh, sorry,
there.
Sorry. Will Matt Nagy and Ryan Pace both be back next year or not? 312-332-3776. Dial us up. Hold them or fold them.
My mom's a big fan of your Bachelor conversation.
Picking
my brain about
thank
it the
you.
Other day.
What was that? What
sports.
Is that?
It's sports all the time, 24/7.
But are you making fun of us while
Who are
doing
you making
that?
Fun I'm of? Making fun of everybody. Nobody. Everybody.
Yeah,
everybody.
I don't think it's you two.
Everybody. Have I ever said to you guys, hey, guys, listen, cut down on the other
no,
references.
No, it's not at you. He's going after Twitchers.
Oh, okay.
I think
why are the Twitchers out there saying, hey, stick to sports?
Some have an issue with Abdallah's pop culture references.
Yeah, they don't like it when we talk about HGTV either, apparently.
Like, I may not understand them, but I don't care.
That's fine. You understand.
It's just
understand.
For all the Twitchers out there watching this, I'm going to make a motion for all of you.
Nagy and Pace are no Chip and Joanna Gaines, I'll tell you that much.
I'm going to make this motion for you, and all of you Twitchers out there will understand it, okay? When you guys make those statements, it goes like this.
You can,
It goes right over my head.
You're an educated man. You can deduce what a first impression rose one would get is on the first night of a show.
Oh, yeah. You get the hottie thumbs up award.
Yeah. I love you. Yeah. I may marry you. I may not.
Maybe
first
not.
First impressions are important.
Yeah.
But, like, I will say this. But, like, in sports.
Let's get some alcohol, get drunk, and make out.
Who are you
Isn't
talking
that what
to?
They do on
what
The Bachelor?
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Do you know who made a first impression, a bad first one, and could not shake it?
Carmen.
The answer is yes.
Are you talking about on The Bachelor?
No, I'm talking in the world of sports here locally.
Jim Boylan.
Yes, Jim Boylan. I said when the moment that crazy train started to leave the station,
yeah, you can't.
I said, look, he may end up being the greatest coach in NBA history, but that first impression is going to be one that's going to stick with me for a long time.
Yeah. Is he even on a staff now? I don't even think he got signed as an assistant. Unless no one
he's
covers
on a vacation is what he's on, right?
I wouldn't want him on my staff either.
Or on my vacation.
Good point. I bet he's fun.
Yeah.
Eh, a lot of energy.
Sweaty fun, not for long.
I know, but he's probably a guy you want. Do you want on your?
I've heard some weird stories about Jimbo.
Okay. Would
like
you?
What?
But if you're playing a pool volleyball game, do you want to be on his team or you want him on your team or on the other team?
Well, he's probably tall.
Well, you want to beat him.
He's got a long reach.
Other team.
Oh, you don't want to spike
really?
It in his
face. Really?
Yeah.
I mean, he's going to bring energy. He's probably
volleyball.
Diving all over the pool trying to help you out.
Cool. Still
was
beat
that
him.
In Meet the Fockers or Meet the Parents?
One of them.
I think so.
Volleyball to the face?
Yeah.
What's that?
You want to give him a bloody
nose? We weren't allowed to play a song like that earlier today, but
no,
now we can
footballs.
Make the movie.
Footballs.
Well, right.
Not a lot of foot, though. It was mainly the other part that the song was about. So, yeah.
All right. The Comedian knows stamped
it. It wasn't us in here. Right?
I didn't say it was.
Can we play the song that we think is one of the best we've ever heard? No guarantee that it's going to win this year. So
the competition
like,
shut down.
Like Waddle said.
No, that's not. Yes. Everybody, come on. Beat it.
Send it to ESPNParody.com. That's how you enter this year on the website. $1,000 for the grand prize. All top five finalists will receive prizes from our great partners.
Yes.
Take a listen to this. And this is about Nick Foles. Who is this by again?
Danny White, Doug Banks, Shriveled Saint Nick.
Ooh. In the NFC North, where the air gets cold, there's a tale about a QB and his name is Foles. He used to pack a punch, but his game's gone limp, and the whole entire offense is now impotent. It's the shriveled Saint Nick. What happened to that
Big Nick?
He's got a sprained hip. He's got an arm like a noodle when he drops back to throw. When he sees the blitz coming, well, you already know. He shrinks up like a turtle and just falls to the turf. Yeah, playing for Matt Nagy must have cursed his bratwurst. It's a case of shrinkage.
Case of shrinkage.
Now he's Peter Dinklage.
Peter Dinklage.
Great reference.
It shrinks?
He was a Super Bowl hero, put Tom Brady to shame. And he showed us that he lived up to his famous nickname. Now, 3 years later, we can just reminisce. Cause he shrivels up when the competition gets stiff. It's the tiny Saint Nick.
Tiny Saint Nick.
Yeah, we're sick of this shtick.
So great. You love the Peter Dinklage reference.
Yeah. What
he was in Game of Thrones, right?
Yes, yes. What was the first line? What happened in the... what was the first part?
I couldn't make that out either.
I couldn't make that out.
Something about crumpets, right?
Let's see.
Ooh, what happened to your game, Nick?
What happened to your game, Nick?
Yeah.
Is that what it...
Yeah.
Okay.
What happened to your game, Nick?
It kind of rhymes with pump punt, right?
Yeah.
From earlier.
Let's go to John and Bartlett. Johnny, you're on ESPN 1000.
Hey, guys. I just wanted to touch base about this whole situation with Ryan Pace and Matt Nagy. I think that if the McCaskies decide to keep them both around, which is a definite possibility, but if they are doing that and they do decide to do that, they're basically just saying to the fans, they're giving up on the last 5 years because they're not going to commit to obviously making the changes. They've already paid his salary or both their salaries. And at that point, they're kind of just throwing up the white flag saying, we give up. Maybe we'll reset after that. But that's my thought. I don't know. What do you guys think?
Yeah, I agree. I mean,
yeah, I don't think football seasons are weird. Like, can I envision a scenario where they go on a run, they get into the postseason and win a game? No, I cannot. I can't. But can I completely write it off? I can't, but I'm 90%+ sure that's not going to happen. But the NFL is weird, especially in 2020. I don't think that barring anything really strange, weird, and unexpected happening, I don't believe your fan base is going to be on board with more of the same. In any way, shape, or form.
Can't imagine that postseason press conference. We'll get to Mitchell and Des Plaines is on hold. We'll get to his call.
I've been waiting for him for 2 days.
Yeah. Oh, good. Yeah. Oh, is he going to go after Trubisky, though?
Well, I mean, come on. That's why I said to you guys on Sunday, it was like, Mitchell has already called the station and is on line one, and it was like 10:30 at night on Sunday.
Hey, I've heard Mitchell before on the postgame show with Meller and Hogriff. I've heard him before going off on the Bears.
Okay. We'll get to him. 312-332-3776. And one team in town is really selling you hope today. Are you buying it? That's coming up next. The 5 o'clock hour of Waddle and Sylvie is brought to you by my guys at the Home Loan Expert. Lower your rate, pay off your credit cards, get caught up on your bills, stick some cash in the bank, and start the new year off right with a simple refinance at thehomeloanexpert.com.
It's Waddle and Sylvie.
Hi.
Hi. Hi.
Follow us on the gram at Waddle and Sylvie and at ESPN underscore Chicago. This is Chicago's home for sports. ESPN 1000.
Some Bulls Nuggets coming up here before we leave.
You got Bull Nuggets on you?
Bulls Nuggets. It's perfect because Karnishvis came from Denver as a Nugget, and I've got Bulls Nuggets for you.
You got Bulls Nuggets on you.
Mitchell in Des Plaines has been patient. Mitchell, how are you feeling today? Welcome to Waddle and Sylvie.
Oh, you guys are the best. Team Virgo, Team Pisces, Team Gemini, and Team Sagittarius. Your team is outstanding. Dang. Now, what I want to focus on is this. After Sunday's debacle, I want to say Team Gemini, Chris, he had actually forecasted this prediction about 2.5 weeks ago, and his statement was, get ready for what I call the biggest, bus or the dam breaking or something along those lines. And he couldn't be more accurate. Let's take the logic and work it backwards, Your Honor. First of all, regarding Trubisky, for those sycophants that thought that on Sunday somehow he was going to magically return to this John Elway / Montana-esque like quarterback, that was a Johnny Appleseed fairy tale. What Trubisky showed you, it's exactly how incompetent he is. The funny part, the sarcastic part, the biggest ruse part is when Nagy says, oh, he had a great week of practice. Oh, he had worked on his mechanics over the summer. Do you realize that every time he says that, it's the complete opposite? The bottom line is that Nagy is clueless in how he wants to use a quarterback, and Trubisky's too stupid to understand what he's doing. How many times can you see Trubisky throw a ball? And by the way, he does not throw a deep ball. He throws it into a pack of what I call defenders. Twice. Okay? I said when you guys were talking to Mark G. and Greco, I go, watch what happens when the rush comes in. He walks into it and gets absorbed. Or he steps out of bounds for a 3-yard loss, which Nagy talked about during the summer camp, during the preseason, or whatever it was called. He said that was his biggest problem. So what does Trubisky do? He does it during the regular season. So for those that think that Trubisky is going to be this wonderful, reinvented the resurrection, okay? You're really mistaken. And let me ask you this real quick, folks, or the team, I should say. Do you really think that they have the guts, okay? Does Nagy have the temerity to start Trubisky on Sunday against the Lions?
Yes.
When Foles, if the offensive line is better, it totally favors Foles. I just wanted to get your insight real quick about
that. If the offensive line was better, then I do believe Nick Foles would be a better performer behind a competent offensive line. I'm not sure I trust the
I really
offensive
don't
line.
Care anymore. I'm fine with Mitch starting the rest of the way.
Yeah, no, I
I'm
think,
not
going to
get angry
will.
Like Mitchell
I
th- anymore.
I think he will. I think that, you know, based on what we've seen, and I'm not convinced, and while the offensive line was better on Sunday night than they've been in the past, it's still not a great offensive line.
I just get crazy about this dark web of truthers out there, like Black and Odala have called them. I mean, really is shocking still
are
how
there
many
really
people were
people
in my feed. My gosh. I got a couple of hate tweets today about
really?
That I'm too hard on Trubisky and I need to focus more on pace. And I'm like, you got the right guy here?
Yeah,
I did tweet during the game about Trubisky, but my focus has always been on pace. Always.
Well, look, and when I tell you, as I've said a million times, that I think Trubisky gives you a better chance behind a crappy offensive line and with a coach that is completely unwilling to adapt, like, that isn't suggesting that all of a sudden greatness is on the horizon.
No, no.
And are there people out there that yes. still believe that yes. Mitch will rise and deliver?
Well, and I think that's why I rage.
All-pro way?
That's why I like to point out the stats about how he picks it up in garbage time, because there's still people who think he's getting a raw deal.
That's what that last year. I mean, that's something we talked about leading into this season, that a lot of the stats that he had last year when the team was 29th in yards and 29th in scoring were inflated in garbage time.
Yeah, I was talking to a couple people today, and I saw Robert Schmitz tweeted this today. This goes along with what we were saying. When the score was 41-10, okay, the game's basically over. They're down 41-10. At that point, Mitch Trubisky was 10 of 22, 112 yards, one touchdown, two interception, and a 38 passer rating.
It wasn't Trubisky time yet. You know when Trubisky time comes.
It's when they're down 14 or more.
Right.
Dre in Denver, you're on ESPN 1000. What's up, Dre?
Hey, I was going to call with some good analogy with the Bears, but I don't care. thank you so much. I would like to do, since you guys are radio station, can I do a long-distance radio request like Casey Kasem used to do?
Of course.
Listen to all the parody songs. I'm so looking forward, especially with the prize money this year. Can I hear Dicka Bells for Little Dre out in Denver? So cheer him up. Dicka Bells, please.
Dicka Bells.
Great show today, man. I've been cracking up all day.
All right, Dre. Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
We'll dig that one up.
Is Dicka Bells different than the Ditka Go Bears?
No, I think that's Dicka Bells.
Is that Ditka?
That's Dicka Bells. Yeah. So for Little Dre in Denver, who wanted to hear a throwback classic to get him psyched for the last five Bears games, as we go into the last few weeks of Matt Nagy and Ryan Pace being in charge of this franchise, here for you, Dre, is Ditka Bells.
Thank you, thank you. And go Bears! Go, go Bears! Go, go Bears! Go, 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 go Bears! Go, go Bears! Go, go Bears! Go, 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 go Bears! Go, go Bears! Go, go Bears! Go, 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 go Bears! Go, go Bears! Go, go Bears! Go, 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 go Bears! Go, go Bears! Go, go Bears! Go, 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 go Bears! Go, go Bears! Go, go Bears! Go, 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 go Bears!
Merry Christmas, you filthy animal.
Take that, Carmen.
Feels so long ago, 2 years ago, when we were thriving with the Bears. Remember that?
I've never seen you more excited about your football team ever.
I sent that to the Bears to try to get them to play it during a game.
Yes. I was sunk when that field goal double doinked. And maybe that just ate everybody's brain. Maybe it wasn't Mitch. Maybe it was the infatuation with the kicker just sunk everyone. I don't know. Maybe I don't know what it was. How did they look so good for that 1 year and get dumber as every game went by?
Well, their defense was just ungodly.
But
I mean, like, their offense showed signs of not being very good in the second half of that season.
Yeah, really quick, I wanted to pass this along before Bleck and Abdallah take over. And Crosstalk is brought to you by iDot. Visit lifeordeathillinois.com. I mentioned earlier that I've been impressed, and again, there's nowhere to go but up. It doesn't mean that Billy Donovan's going to be great. It doesn't mean that the Bulls are going to be great. As one listener pointed out in a tweet, I was all aboard with Nagy. Yes, I loved his press conference to start when he was hired. I thought his first year was great. So again, take it for what it's worth. But I thought there was a lot of good stuff coming out of day one of the Bulls camp. Waddle, they said, Billy Donovan said that Coby White is going to be their primary ball handler.
Nice.
That they're going to try and, you know, make him the point guard and
wait
see what he can
do. Mo Cheeks gets his hands on him.
Oh, he raved about Mo Cheeks today, too. And I like what he said about Lauri Markkanen, that they want, and he kind of took a shot at the old regime, saying that they want Lauri Markkanen to be more than just this jump shooting big forward. They want him to be versatile. They want him to do more stuff.
Develop him.
So that's one of the focal points of his camp coming up.
My beans are hot for this Bulls team.
I know. I'm excited. And Zach LaVine today said this, and the Bulls tweeted, "It's just a different energy. I see them every day. We have conversations, not just basketball opinions. They're willing to change and hear people's opinions, and that's something different than it was in the past."
Like I'm it. In.
I'm in too. Boys, are you in?
All in.
All in. So what's coming up? More Bears?
More Bears, and we're going to throw back to the 60s for a little bit.
Okay. 2 minutes away from Black and Abdallah.
Throwing it back to the 60s.
Yeah.
That could mean anything. Thank you to Greeny. We had Mark Potash on the show today. Great work by Black and Abdallah. For Waddle, I'm Sylvie. It's ESPN 1000. Have yourself a great Tuesday night.
I am really excited.
That was a big thrill.
Hi, it's Andre Dawson, including myself, Ed Belfour.
Who's getting wild tonight? That's what I'm talking about, baby.
No hi from you.
What?
No hi from you.
I give him more buys than highs.
Waddle, waddle, waddle. Then he waddled away. Waddle, waddle. Till the very next day. Bum, 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 bum.
And thank you to all, and to all a good night.